We're heading to Otago now, where, in a comfy cage on the flats south of Lake Hawea, live three ferrets, which are fed, watered, and even treated to the occasional massage. They're not pests, but workers, among a team of pest controllers led by dog trainer Billy Barton. His team includes several snow-white Swiss shepherd dogs that are also kept very busy trying to control rabbits, feral cats, and other destructive animals. Billy took producer Sally round to meet the hard-working team.
They call me the ferret man in town. Yeah, sometimes I get the phone calls, you're the ferret man. Yeah, and the ferret, quite a nice name, I think. As long as I don't smell like one all the time. Maybe that's why they made me shower earlier. My name's Billy. I do rabbit control work, pest control. We work with dogs and ferrets for the rabbit work, do a little bit of night shooting, and also trap whatever pests we can to keep New Zealand free of pests, basically.
You're a Welshman.
Yep. Welsh, yep.
What brought you here?
Came over for a holiday and enjoyed being around here, and I was offered a few jobs. Boiler maker by trade. And then went back to UK after the holiday and ended up contracting again, as I was doing. Being away from work, wasn't enjoying the life that I wanted, which would have been with dogs and ferrets, which was my pastime back in Wales.
It was a hobby more, was it?
Yeah, it was a hobby back there. Yeah, it's a sport in Wales.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a weekend sport. It's where you go out and you take your dogs and your ferrets out. And, yeah, I was training dogs back then to work with ferrets. And I also represented Wales for the Field Trial Championships in rabbiting 3 years running. Yeah, which is, you don't get these type of things over here. So you have rabbit field trial championships.
It's more serious here then. You actually need to get rid of those pests, whereas over there, back
yeah,
in Wales,
it's more. It's a sport. You look after them over there. So we only ferret and do rabbit in the winter. If you catch a rabbit and it's coming up the spring and you catch a rabbit and she's got young, you know, you let her go back in Wales because you want to protect your stock and look after your rabbits so you got your sport the following year.
Don't they ruin the pastures like
not
they
as
do
much
here?
Is it? Not as much over there. If it's a serious area where it's getting ruined, then you will take them out. But if it's just a farm that's able to cope with it. So back over there, they've had them for a lot longer than here. I think the Romans brought them into the UK. So they've learned to adapt to the land, and the land has learned to adapt to them. And yeah. But you go out over there, a good day out rabbiting in where I was living in Wales. If I got two rabbits and came home with two rabbits, I was chuffed to beans. If I got 10, woohoo!
And here, what are you catching?
Oh, we get 100, 120. If we go night shooting, I've shot 150 in a night. So we're at what I call it, Mary's pad, because Mary adopted me. Mary adopted me some years ago, six years ago.
Well, you never left.
No, I came in to look after her property for her and just never went while she was on holiday. That was good. Good move, I reckon.
I'm just going to introduce Mary over here. Mary, tell me about yourself.
Mary Hunt. Been here since 1993. Came down here and opened up a pizza restaurant here in town in Wanaka. And my father grew up here, so it's always been history for us. He grew up in the Mangareira Valley. Yeah.
Mary cuts up all the meats and the food and prepares all the food, so we make all our own food as well for the dogs.
And Billy calls me Mary of the meat when I walk down there. The dogs go, hey, not listening to him, they're listening to me because I've got the bucket of food.
You've got the resources.
Yeah.
Now, we also have with us a guest staying with Billy and Mary.
My name is Karen and I work for Pest Free Banks Peninsula. And I think I'm going to be lucky enough to end up being a dog handler at the end of the week. Billy is training a couple of dogs for Pest Free Banks Peninsula, and which are going to be used for predator control in the two areas that we're working. And so I've come up, Billy is going to see whether he can make a dog handler of me. And then I might end up running those two dogs.
This lot, I don't know, we're going to go start being vocal.
Billy's in big demand. He works with agencies like DOC and private landowners to control pests. His busy team takes a lot of feeding.
This is our walk-in freezer.
There we have a pig's head, loads of fish.
Salmon.
Ducks.
Yep.
It's a menagerie of dead animals. Loads of rabbits.
Loads of rabbits. So that's when we catch the rabbits, we gut them, freeze them for 10 days, and then we feed them back to the dogs.
The dead stuff's also used for trap bait and diversion training. Billy's dogs each have their own specialty when it comes to pests.
So for the training purposes, for training dogs on and off, so it's just as purposeful to train them not to chase things as it is to train them to chase things, or not chase, to identify and indicate on. So the hedgehog dog, he has to indicate on a hedgehog.
So the dogs are trained specifically for different animals.
Yep. So the rabbit dogs, when we go rabbiting, I just want them rabbiting. I don't want them running off chasing anything else. If we go out, that's with the ferrets. When I'm working the ferrets, I just want them to indicate on rabbits so I can go clearing rabbits for people.
But when you say indicate, what does that mean?
He points at it, basically. Gets his nose down, points at it, sticks his nose there and just holds it and stays there. And you'd have to walk across, hedgehog, nice, take him away. Then the hedgehog is dispatched off humanely. But he's not allowed to do that on a ferret or anything like that, because these people want to know just about hedgehogs.
So let's go and meet the dogs. Among them are a team of Swiss white shepherds. They're big, with a thick white coat.
So the white shepherds, they also work with the rabbiting. And they got their names. So the male there is a rescue dog. This female here takes over the big kennel for them and doesn't let them in. So every now and again, see how she's white? White-er.
Yeah.
He just ends up sleeping out in the rain because she won't let him in.
You've got a great big sort of outdoor area here under the trees, under the gum trees there. They've got plenty of shade.
They've got plenty of shade, yes, and this is their new kennel block we're getting built.
How many dogs have you got?
I got two and Mary's got 20. We've got quite a few. We've got four here. We've got two that we're training for Banks Peninsula, two that we're boarding for Banks Peninsula as well. I've got six white shepherds. We'll have to go and count them. Bob the Border is a hedgehog dog, and Terry is the cat dog. And then we got, so the big male there, that's Big Leg Emma. He's playing with Jelly Roll and Gumdrops, and the one with the red collar is the Muffin Man.
Who comes up with the names round here?
Mary.
It's all named after Frank Zappa, who's Billy's favourite musician.
And it makes it a bit more entertaining when you go to the vets. Yeah. In fact, we went down to the vets a few weeks back and took a litter of pups down. We didn't give them the normal names. And she said, this is boring. This is the most boring litter you've brought here. So we just named them with the collars they went on, wasn't it? Orange, blue and red. Dog area, and then we've got the chickens and guinea fowl, which are used for eggs but also used for the dogs as well. So the dogs are taken in there and they're training so that they're allowed to get used to all the fowl as such, because whenever we go anywhere, if you had a rabbit problem and you called me in, you don't want me coming in with my dogs and you've got chickens and they get munched up. So the dogs are all trained not to chase the chickens, yet they will go out. These dogs here, the ones I work some on ducks and pheasants that are allowed in there, and they know not to touch them, but when we go out working, they'll work the ducks and the pheasants.
So aversion training to other different species.
Yes, yeah. So that's the best we can do. I can't have a live kiwi in there.
Do you think they wouldn't touch a kiwi averse to quail?
Or? It will help, won't it? It will help, but we also do kiwi aversion training. I'm a trained kiwi aversion trainer. So the Banks Peninsula dogs, they'll be penguin aversion trained because we got no kiwi up there. I had a dog in yesterday. She's a contractor that works around the country doing rat work, and she brought her dog down so that she'd be kiwi aversion trained. So we took her out the woodland and set it all up. So I took out model kiwis. We got kiwi scent, kiwi poo, kiwi bedding. And we make it as best we can to get that kiwi scent out. And the dogs are taken along, and hopefully they don't do anything with them. If they do, they use a collar. The dog I used yesterday was used a vibration collar on her. That's all she needed, because she's quite a sensitive dog. And we just, as she approached that nest as such, We just pressed the button, didn't say anything, carried on walking. She got a vibration on her neck, and we walked on through, and then she just walked past the other Kiwi setups and the penguins, and everything was fine, and she gets certification from it.
Terry's specialty is feral cats. He's being trained to sniff them out using a tea strainer stuffed with cat poo, combined with a clicker and lots of praise.
Find it.
There you go. Good boy. And that's what he does for you.
So when he finds a real cat...
When he finds a little cat, a real cat, he indicates on it. So we don't train on live cats, we train on dead cats. So we'll take a cat and we call it a cat drag. So in a way we can do it really. And he goes out, we drag a cat around the yard, he takes it for a walk on a piece of string, and he follows a scent, and then when he finds it, he'll just do the same thing.
Conceivably, there could be some pet cats out there. How do you stop him from grabbing those?
We don't take him where there's pet cats. So the area where we work in, the likes of where do you go in Banks Peninsula, the chance of a pet cat there is...
Yeah, it's certainly where we are at the moment, there's no chance. And of course, that it's an indicator dog. All our traps are live capture. We will find out whether that's a pet cat or not, and we only want to catch feral cats. So, yep.
So we're up at Makarora, where we go, Matukituki. The farmers around there, they've given us photographs of their cats. Hmm. We've got a scanner for when we do more local areas. So scan it to make sure there's no chips in them. We trapped a cat here that was very placid once, and we thought it was a pet cat. So Mary took it down to the vets to get it scanned. When it got to the vets, it wasn't a very placid cat. And she said, no, it's not a pet one.
How big a problem is the feral cat problem as far as you can see?
It's huge.
Huge.
It's huge. It's better if I've quoted this before. I've said there's millions, and there are. We just don't know how many cats are out there.
Yeah.
We trapped, just before winter year, we trapped 18 cats just in this little area that you can see around
this
here.
This isn't your place, your home.
Yep.
Only a few hectares here.
Yep. So only between here, just the other side of the house, three traps out, 18 cats within 2 months.
What sort of damage is being done on the Banks Peninsula by feral cats?
Ground nesting birds will get taken out, geckos, lizards, even, I guess, some bigger insects. So basically all the native animals are being eaten by the cats. Mm. Other predators do the same thing, but there's just a lot of cats and they're very hard to catch. That would be the biggest issue with the cats. I mean, ferrets, stoats, weasels, you know, we can catch them with traps way easier than cats. Cats are hard to catch.
Terry's going to do the trick, is he?
Terry's going to find the cats and then I can GPS it and I can go back there. Say, you know, 3 days later I can go back there. Is that, and does he indicate there again? And a week later does he indicate there again? It must mean there's a cat living there. And then the rest of the team can come in with a whole heap of traps and, you know, catch that cat. And then we can see, is that a, you know, a feral cat or is it a pet cat? And then in any case, they need to be removed from that area because, you know, that's for the bendedotrol, not for cats.
What are the challenges for you in getting the word out about feral cats?
Well, we're not allowed to kill them with the dogs. We're allowed to dispatch them humanely. The challenges are, it's basically humans that love cats. And there are cat lovers about, like there's dog lovers. And I love dogs and that type of thing. And the cat lovers... A lot of people don't understand that and won't believe that the cats do the damage that they do. And we've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You only got to look online and on the dock site and see that some of the cats that have been, for want of a better way of putting it, opened up and the contents that have come out of them. And it's just unbelievable.
Mm. What's in there?
Anything. Skinks.
Geckos.
Skinks. Geckos. Yes. Yeah. Bats. There was a cat that took out, how many bats did he take out? Mm. Some like 20-something cat, the contents of 20-something bats, I believe it was, in his stomach. And some people just don't believe that the little friendly pussy that sits on their lap all day and gets little strokies and all that, goes out at night, go on, out you go, and he's not sat on your doorstep waiting to be led in the morning. He's doing what a cat does naturally, and they're an amazing hunter.
Is it a growing percentage of your work, the feral cat?
It is, yeah.
Trapping?
Yeah, for a lot of people now, yeah. Yeah, throughout the country it's a growing percentage. I believe, yeah.
Now, you also have ferrets.
We do have ferrets, yes.
Should we go and have a look?
Yeah. So these are the ferrets. So we're allowed to keep
three. They do smell, don't they?
They smell like ferrets.
How would you describe that smell?
Perfume. It's lovely.
Come on.
Billy's trying to encourage the ferrets to come out of their boxes.
Where did you get these from?
Trap them. You trap them out in the wild. You're not allowed to breed them. You're not allowed to keep more than three. You're not allowed to show them, take them anywhere because of MPI, except for work. That's all I'm allowed to do with them. There are people who keep them for pets in this country. And
do they have names?
Only when they bite me. I call them all Gurley. They wear a collar, a locator collar. So when they put them in a rabbit hole, you've got nets over the holes, and they go down. Sometimes you get a stubborn rabbit, and these will get in there and kill it. And depending on their mood as to whether they come out or stay down and have a little bit of a feast, and if they decide to stay down, then I have to dig them out.
Billy brings one of the ferrets out of the box, and along with it, a rabbit skeleton tightly clenched in its strong fangs. The flesh is completely devoured. Not a pretty sight.
This is the house of horrors.
It's just, I don't like them.
You're a trapper.
I know.
You've got to harden up.
I don't like them wriggling. Let's put it that way. They're absolutely fine when they're flattened, but not like that. It's not good.
So we trap them at the young age. The younger the better. So when they leave the mother, they get about and they trap them. So the little brown one in there, we trapped two in one cage. And she was all right, but the other one kept biting me. So I put her down. So she was no good to work, and that's what you've...
Have you got quite a few puncture marks
on your
hands?
We've had a few. The white one that I showed you in the beginning, if you've got to dig her out, she guards a rabbit like a dog. So when you put your hand down there, she'll give you a quick bite. And so, that was the last one there off her.
Ouch.
But she's a good worker. She does her job, so sometimes you've got to put up with these things.
Do you take them out on leads? I mean, how do you stop them escaping into the wild again?
You just keep them caged and then put them in a box, and we take them out in a nice little collars. Cat box. And then
we can track them on the collars, can't we?
Yeah, and then on tracking collars then.
Do they come back to you?
Yeah, they come out, and if you don't pick them up, they'll wander off. They'll come back and nose around your feet or look for their box, or if they get a good rabbit scent when they come out, then that's their job, is to follow the rabbit scent, and they could be off on that, so you just got to watch where they are. So when she comes out of the hole...
We can hear her.
Mary can hear her. Billy's going deaf.
Oh, it's a little collar with a bell on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the ferret locator. So when you go different depths, goes off. And in there, there's a little depth indicator on the side, and it goes up to 16 foot. If she's 16 foot down and won't come out, we're in trouble.
Have you got a special call to get her to come back to you?
I whistle them sometimes like a dog. Just do that. And yeah, if they're in the mood, they'll come back to you. If they're not, they'll just keep ambling off in their own little way and then. Nah, Billy, I'm not coming to you today. We're going to go over here.
Mary heads off to get Evelyn the Whippet, who'll point out the rabbit holes. She's trained not to touch the ferret, who's just getting a quick massage from Billy before she's set to work.
Stroking her down, and she just see her relaxing?
Yeah.
Getting more and more relaxed. And she quite enjoys that. And the other one they enjoy. So you grab them on the paws like that, and you start to swing them. And just rub their paws like that.
How did you discover that little trick?
It's just things that have been passed down from years over in the UK. As I say, there's over in the UK.
Why would you want to relax your ferret?
I don't know, it's a bit of fun. Make sure she doesn't bite me. No, it's just a little thing to do. They do get excited.
Dogs are out.
The dog's out. This is Evelyn, the modified dog, as we call her.
With Evelyn the dog and Brownie the ferret, we head to the training area where rabbits have burrowed. Billy puts nets over the holes and pops Brownie down one of them.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens, and hopefully it all works as it should. Little ferret knows her job.
No sooner she's in than there's a rapid thudding sound from underground as she whips through the burrow. Rabbits start popping out all around and get trapped in the nets.
Billy's just untangling the rabbit from the net.
Well, what we'll do with this for the two... There's a ferret come out, so she's done it. That's when she comes out. She's done a job. Well, she's gone back in to do a job again.
Yeah. Well, that was very quick and efficient.
Yep, yeah, and that's how we like to do it.
Put her back in the cage.
There's her dinner for later. She's got her dinner. That rabbit will catch again.
I'm just gobsmacked at what you do, Billy. It's amazing, and it seems like there's too much work for two people here, and yep. Karen's on the way to being trained up as well. Plenty of need or demand out there for people like yourself.
There's plenty of need. It's not an easy job. A lot of people think it's easy just to walk along and stick a ferret down and catch rabbits, but it takes a little bit of doing, dedication more than anything. You don't want to be losing your ferrets. That's the last thing you want to do. So you've got to be there, you've got to dig holes sometimes to get them out. What we just done there was a nice, easy little demonstration. Sometimes it doesn't work that way, and you've got to dig in down to 2, 3 foot, 4 foot down. You've got to get, you don't want to lose, the ferret is the tool of your trade. And that's the last thing you want is to lose that.
You're and of course allowed, your dogs are as well.
Yeah, you're only allowed 3 ferrets, so that's, you've got to go, if you lose one or for some reason it dies, and there's no young ones about to catch and train, you've got to wait till the next season till there's young ones about to catch them up again. So you have to look after your tools.
And this being one of them.
Billy Barton with his ferrets and pest control dogs in Otago, not far from Lake Hawea. Sally was also talking to Karen Boss of Pest Free Banks Peninsula and Mary Hunt. Billy says New Zealand should be making more use of trained dogs in pest control. But ultimately, he says, a biological solution is the way to go.